Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we're back. Back in the middle of greatness. I told you I'd be back. This is the review of NXT No Mercy and the preview to tonight's Fastlane. And so let's just get started. If you are new here, welcome on in. Kick your feet up. Starting to cool down a little. So I'm going to switch things up just a bit. Get something warm to drink. Let's just have some fun. And let's get going, shall we, with No Mercy. So Braun Breaker versus Baron Corbin. I don't understand why this match wasn't a no disqualification match or a false count anywhere match. They spent the first, 5 minutes, it seemed like, battling in amongst the crowd, around the ring. It was a fight. So they finally got in there and they just proceeded to beat the holy heck out of each other. It was physical. It was just a really good, solid first match for No Mercy. Now, I don't know if you saw, and this was about midway through the match. So Baron was on the top rope. He's sitting on the top rope. And then Braun hit, I'm just going to say it, he hit the ugliest Frankensteiner I've ever seen in my life. I mean, so for those of you who, remember what a Frankensteiner is, It's basically a top rope hurricanrana. So ideally, you go up and then you jump up to their head. You basically put their neck, in between your legs, and you flip them off. It's a really cool move. It's a beautiful move. Pioneered by his uncle, the great, now Hall of Famer, Scotty Steiner. So when Scotty hits the Frankensteiner, man, it was really cool. But what happened with this one, Braun just didn't even really make good connect with Baron's neck. So Braun had to basically kind of flip off on his own, and then Baron a half second later, I guess I gotta dive too. And it was just the ugliest Frankensteiner I've ever seen in my life. That was something. Even with them beating the holy heck out of each other, it never seemed like Braun was really in any major trouble. Braun has turned from, a technical wrestler, slowing down matches, putting you in, like, you know, submission type moves, slowing things down, throwing, you know, a bunch of suplexes. And, I mean, he's just a brawler now. He is a straight-up brawler. When Braun lost to Carmelo Hayes, I thought, and everybody thought, okay, this is how they're going to bring Braun up to the main roster. That just didn't happen. So now you have to go back and you have to think, okay, what's the disconnect here? A guy, Braun Breaker, is, you know, he's over as a heel. He was totally over as a babyface. He knows how to move in the ring. He's got several different styles. I mean, if it's a fight, he can brawl you. If it's a technical match, he can out-wrestle you. You know, there are any number of ways that Braun can win. So I don't understand why WWE thought, I'm not going to bring him to the main roster. But out comes Mr. Stone, Robert Stone. For those of you who are fans of Impact or TNA, that was the former Robbie E coming in and distracting Braun just enough so to allow Baron Corbin to hit the end of days 1-2-3. That was a heck of a match. Next matchup was Trick Williams versus Dirty Dom Mysterio. Dom, man, he has been growing by leaps and bounds. When he first came into WWE, look, I know that the narrative was, we've got to get him up to the main roster, like, immediately, so that he can team with his dad, be, you know, a tag team champion with his dad, and, you know, that was going to be, like, you know, the thing. But here we are, few years later, and I'm glad that Dom is doing stuff in NXT. I understand why they brought him up to the main roster, you know, just immediately, but I think that he could have learned a lot down in NXT. Gone to NXT for maybe 6 months, learned a lot down there, had some meaningful, you know, feuds, and then go up to the main roster, it would have served the same purpose. They kind of switched things, but that's fine. So now Dom went down to NXT, and I think he's been doing just absolutely amazing. He's actually growing on me. Yes, I know he's still a heel. I know he's still a bad guy, but Dominic Mysterio has really grown on me. This guy has character development, good ring presence, good stage presence. His promo skills are not the best, but I mean, there's time to work on that. And I mean, he's just so good at what he's doing right now. So Dragon Lee was the special referee for this match. And I applaud Dragon Lee for calling it down the middle. I applaud Dragon Lee for pretty much letting him fight. But there were times where, I mean, he just stood there. I mean, he just stood there. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, referees were getting knocked out left and right. Finally, Trick gets the pin and becomes the number one contender. Now, unfortunately for Trick Williams, they retconned that thing almost immediately on that following Tuesday. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Why did you retcon this thing when you knew that, you know, it's the Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns deal from WrestleMania this year in Los Angeles? Is this idea of, okay, so if you knew that you were going to make a split of the titles, then why not give Cody the Universal Championship? Why not give him that? Excuse me. And it would have finished the story, and you could have had Roman carry on with the new-ish World Heavyweight Championship. But that's not what happened. So this goes back to Dom winning back the North American Championship. I'm thinking, okay, if you knew you were just going to retcon that thing like 3 days later, then why, 2 or 3 days later, then why did you give Trick the win? It makes no sense. No sense at all. So then you had a four-way tag match for the NXT Tag Team Championships. It was fun and chaotic. The family outlasted everyone else to retain their titles. But I'm not really into fashion, but I did notice something about the family. The trunks that they were, wearing. So, you had Tony D, with the whole, outfit on, kind of reminded me of the Quebecers and in particular PCO, right? And then Stax, looked like he had like a Road Warrior vibe, Legion of Doom vibe going on with his pants. It was kind of a fun nod. It was kind of a cool nod. So there's that. Next up, Noam Dar versus Butch for the Heritage Cup trophy. Butch looked like he was going to win at least first fall in that first round, but there was a cheap shot. The bell sounded for the end of round one, and then Dar just elbowed the crap out of Butch. And I'm thinking, okay. So if a disqualification or a knockout ends the match, and that happened clearly after, but this was not a, you know, oh, this happened, you know. You know, like Rez Balrung. No, I mean, it was blatantly after the bell sounded. And I'm like, Dar should have been disqualified. But he wasn't. So then we go into round two. Dar got... Dar got lucky in round two. Butch would go on to a pull-out round three. Where was the ref in round four? I don't understand. It was so bizarre. And the ending came when Gallus came and basically took out Butch. And Noam Dar is still your Heritage Cup trophy champion. And yeah, that was a heck of a match. Now we come up to the NXT Championship. Ilya Dragunov versus Carmelo Hayes. Part two. The first one was at the Great American Bash. This one, of course, was at No Mercy. I can't adequately describe the action. Just go watch it. It's a match of the year candidate for NXT. It is insane. Just do yourselves a favor and go watch that match. It was, ooh, chef's kiss. Finally, Becky Lynch versus Tiffany Stratton for the NXT Women's Championship. This was an Extreme Rules match. And, I mean, they used anything and everything that they could find. Barbie dolls and chairs and kendo sticks and trash can lids, shopping carts. I mean, it was not pretty. It was not pretty. It was really cool because Becky came out wearing a shirt that had a lot of names on there that she's fighting for. So, you know, Seth freaking Rollins, aka Colby, their kid Rue. Oh, how cute is that name, Rue? That is just so cute. So Rue and Bray Wyatt, and it's just so good. Becky outlasted Tiffany Stratton to retain the NXT Women's Championship. Right. So we continue on with tonight's Fast Lane. And looking this up right now. There we go. So, we've only got five matches, but this is a stacked card. You've got the Judgment Day, Finn Bálor, and Damian Priest, the Unified Tag Team Champions, versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. And, you know, since it's just a 2-on-2 matchup, tag team matchup, I won't give a prediction, but at some point, because we're only about 6 months away from WrestleMania, if we're thinking about Cody Rhodes, you know, challenging Roman Reigns again, gotta start moving him towards the exit of Raw and going on into SmackDown. So, we'll see what happens with that. But I think that'll be an excellent match. Next up, John Cena and LA Knight, yeah, versus the Bloodline of Jimmy Uso, Solo Sikoa, with Paul Heyman. I think it's going to be an excellent match, too. I think it's going to be very physical. I think that, since Roman Reigns is not there, I don't see any type of cheating going on, but we'll see what happens. Now, next up, Triple Threat match for the WWE Women's Championship. Io Sky versus Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. Because this is a multi-person match, I will give a prediction. And, hey, look, as much as I like Asuka, love me some Asuka, and as much as I'm trying to like Charlotte, okay, it would be foolish of WWE to let Io Sky not win this thing. She's just barely won the title, so I think you got to keep that title on her. But yeah, I think this is going to be the match of the night, period. Next up, the Latino World Order, Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar, and to be announced with Zelina Vega versus Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, a 6-man tag team match. A lot of people have been saying it's going to be Carlito coming back to help even up the odds. But we'll see. So that should be a fun match. And then finally, Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Last man standing match for the World Heavyweight Championship. I am looking forward to this. This is, I love last man standing matches. I think that type of match is criminally underused. Now, this is not a prediction on the match, but I dare say that if Shinsuke, okay, and not how I said if Shinsuke doesn't win, that might be his last chance to be in, either the WWE or World Heavyweight Championship picture. Just, that's unfortunate, but that's probably what's going to have to happen. Right, so that is your review of No Mercy, your preview of tonight's Fastlane. Coming up next week, going to recap Raw, NXT, SmackDown. I'm going to be recapping Fastlane, and I'm also going to be talking about the Women's Breakout Tournament in NXT. Big stuff going on there. So, until I see you guys next week, this is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys next week.